Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All of My Issues. This episode, episode 7, we talk about DC Legends of Tomorrow. We give a little season finale recap to get us ready for the new season starting this fall. We also get a little bit more timey-wimey by talking about other movies and shows with time travel. We also talk a little bit about Supergirl and the ill-fated Constantine show that was canceled well before its time. And we also talk about Lucifer and some rumors about other superhero shows or comic book-related shows. And we give a little bit of info on the season premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So that episode has come out. We got to see Ghost Rider, and we give our feelings about the new Ghost Rider. So stay tuned and enjoy. All right, we're back here.
We're on live
on All of My Issues.
Yep.
And we got a bunch of stuff to talk about today, so I guess we'll go ahead and get started. I guess the first thing maybe we'll talk about is I finally finished watching DC Legends of Tomorrow.
I gotta say,
it wasn't the greatest season or greatest series, but I guess it held my attention long enough. There's some cool stuff that happens with the Atom towards the end. And I should warn you right now, there's going to be a lot of spoilers here as far as this goes. And this is going to lead into the new season that's going to start up here in a short period of time. So if you haven't watched it yet, this is fair warning right now. All right, 3, 2, 1. Captain Cold dies.
But
he dies a kind of a heroic death. He does it by kind of altering the timeline and making it possible for everybody to go back and defeat Vandal Savage. So yes, this in the season finale, they actually defeat Vandal Savage, and some things that happen with the Atom. He goes big.
Okay,
kind of pulls the Giant Man trick in like they do in Captain America: Civil War.
Okay,
so they kind of do some cool stuff with the Atom. It was kind of nice to see him shine a little bit because I really like Brandon Roth, and we've kind of talked about this before. We want him to succeed.
Yes, we want him to succeed. So. and see, I personally haven't been keeping up with Legends of Tomorrow, so this is all new to me, just as new it is to you. I've watched a few episodes of it. I can't really, and maybe after hearing all this, maybe I need to go back and watch it, because at first I was just kind of like, okay, I get it, you guys aren't the heroes that everybody wants, but you're the heroes that everybody needs,
Yeah, and I want to kind of maybe reiterate too, and I don't think it's the best series ever, but I mean, it held my attention. I mean, there was a couple things, like a couple nods that I think are kind of cool. I think in, previous podcasts, we discussed how, like, we're kind of like, about the casting of some of the characters that they have, and just like how it just seems like, everything doesn't seem quite right, like with the casting and the characters and the portrayal of the characters. Like we talked about Rip Hunter, how the guys, we're just not sure if that actor really fits that character well.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't, either the character or the actor himself doesn't want to be there, but figures, hey, this is a good chance to get on the DC train.
Yeah, it's a paycheck, maybe. Is it a paycheck? I don't know. And I don't want to, I don't want to diss any actor or actress really, but it just doesn't seem to have the chemistry that I would think that it should have, as far as the character goes. Some people, it seems like when they take on a role that they become that person, it just doesn't really seem like this guy, and he's not the only guy, we're just kind of picking on him right now,
yeah.
on the show, that he doesn't really seem to be becoming that character.
Yeah, and you know, you would think as a time traveler, you would have a little more interest, or maybe it's because his character is trying to get revenge on an enemy that killed his family, but it's I couldn't really relate.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of see that too. There doesn't seem to be any commonality which we can really relate to the character. I don't know. I mean, you look at Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy, there's still elements to that character that we can kind of relate to.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's his, you know, playing cassette tapes of 70s, 80s tunes that were like, oh, these are awesome, you know, kind of or nostalgia feed.
Exactly.
There, you know.
There's that. It's just, I guess I put him up there. I don't think he would be my, in my top, like, three of time traveling people that I would time travel with. You know, like, you got the Doctor, you know, from Doctor Who. A
little timey-wimey business.
Yeah. you got the Time Bandits, and then you
the
got
Time Marty Bandits there, yeah.
You got Marty McFly from Back to the Future. That's three right there. I mean, Bill and Ted, that's
Bill
four.
And Ted, that's right.
So, yeah, Rip Hunter doesn't... I don't think he breaks my top five of time travelers.
Yeah, yeah. When I think of time travelers, I don't really think of Rip Hunter either, really. More Marty McFly, probably.
Yeah.
You know, than, you know, if I'm going that route, you know. Of course, Doctor Who. I mean, who doesn't think of Doctor Who?
Exactly.
And speaking about Time Bandits, I heard rumors that there might be a series coming out with that. I can't remember where I heard that from.
When is it? And
I know. Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Yeah, that's how. That's when I heard that. I felt the exact same way. I'm like, what? They're doing a Time Bandit series? I want to say it was Netflix. I don't really know if that's for sure though. Don't hold me to it. I'm just kind of pulling this from memory.
Give us a kind of a synopsis of Time Bandit of the movie, because there's some people who may not know what Time Bandits was about.
Oh, man, what is there to... I don't even know how you can do a brief synopsis of that.
You know what? That's what Google's for.
Yeah, yeah. Google and IMDb, look up Time Bandits. That's a movie I don't feel like I can really put in the words. It's British.
Yeah, it is British.
You know, it has little people in it.
If you like
time traveling,
and they're bandits,
in time, time bandits.
There you go.
So, all right, it's a weird little segue we went to there, but let's steer the ship back. I guess back to DC Legends of Tomorrow. I mean the thing that I think was kind of cool about it, that I liked about it is that they did kind of pull in, like, these little characters here and there that were kind of, like, little snippets of the DC universe. You know, like, at one point, Jonah Hex is in it.
Okay.
But it's almost the same thing, like, we were kind of talking about where they, like, the casting, it just doesn't seem like they have the right actor, the right person portraying that character. It was the same thing with Jonah Hex. I mean, immediately I saw Jonah Hex and I was like, hey, that's Jonah Hex. He's the guy, actor said a few lines. I'm like, that's not Jonah Hex.
So, yeah.
You know, I mean.
Maybe they're taking, you know, some licensing liberties. Like, oh, people are just going to assume it's Jonah Hex, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. No, I mean, he goes by the name Jonah Hex. I mean, there's no doubt that he's Jonah Hex. So.
Okay.
But, yeah. I mean, but that's still kind of cool, though, because, I mean, you know, if you think about it, you know, 10 years ago. 20 years ago, even, we wouldn't even have a TV show that would have Jonah Hex in it, or anybody like that, or the Atom. I mean, that was something, you know, we didn't get to see.
Right.
But now we're getting to see it, so
that's kind of like why I don't really want to complain too much about it, even though it may not be the best portrayal ever. At least it's being made.
That, yeah, that's right? True.
I guess.
And yeah, it's not like the big five or the big seven of the DC universe, but you know, they are still heroes, and I think, you know, their story needs to be told.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Yeah, and you know, it's pretty good overall. I mean, it's not okay. The greatest thing ever.
All right, I'm gonna have to check
it out. Yeah, put it on your list.
Put it on my list.
You know, not necessarily the short list, but maybe, you know, you can put it on there. But the one thing I guess I do want to say before we end our discussion on DC Legends of Tomorrow is the season finale, which is kind of exciting because they have a member of the Justice Society of America show up on the season finale.
Okay, who's this?
Yeah, also a time-oriented character.
So this show has something to do with time.
It must have something to do with time. I think they're going with a theme.
The theme.
I don't know. And the theme is time. This character, Hourman.
Okay.
So they kind of show him at the end of the season, so that kind of lets us maybe make a guess that next season is going to focus heavily on Justice Society of America. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Now, if I remember correctly, Hourman's powers was he can turn back time for about an hour.
I think it is something like that, but you know,
they made variations.
Yeah, there might be slight variations on it because they think that's one of the other things that they kind of do towards the end of the season too. Is they with the Hawkman, Hawkgirl stuff, there's this meteorite that comes down. You find out that, you know, the meteorite that kind of gave them their powers and gave Vandal Savage his immortality.
Right.
Is a Thanagarian meteorite.
Okay.
So from Thanagar, the Hawk people, Hawk
Got
boys
it.
And girls, if you will. You know, and that gave them their powers.
Okay.
So some kind of Thanagarian technology that's embedded in that meteorite they kind of allude to. But they don't really delve into that too much. That also might be covered maybe next season as well.
Okay.
So I guess we'll just have to watch and find out.
Yeah.
So, I've also started watching Supergirl too. I'm about a little more than halfway through it.
Okay.
And I tell you what, I like that quite a bit actually.
Supergirl has come into her own. It's surprisingly.
Yeah, the acting seems to be a lot more solid than DC's Legends of Tomorrow. Okay. I actually kind of wish I would have watched Supergirl probably first before I started watching DC Legends of Tomorrow, just because it seems to be a lot better acted. You know, the characters that they have portraying the actors that they have portraying the different characters on the show just seem to be much better casted.
Yeah.
Much better acting. The effects are really pretty good as well. Now that it's moving to the CW, I hope it maintains that level of quality.
Yeah, that was one of my concerns with, because when CBS first said, "Hey, we're bringing Supergirl," but that was like the only kind of superhero or show like it.
On the whole CBS lineup.
Of all, and so they're like, how were you going to, you know, keep this up? Because first they had it, like, after the Big Bang Theory, so they were trying to get all the people from the Big Bang Theory, but it was like
cash in on that nerd.
Yeah, it was like Big Bang Theory.
The nerd chain.
Some show we put in the middle, and then Supergirl. It's like, you're going to lose the comic book people after the Big Bang Theory goes off, because you have this show that, like, I think it was like maybe The Odd Couple or something like that, which is not a bad show.
No, I haven't seen it. I gotta be honest, I haven't seen that. But I think I know what you're talking about. It's like a rehash of the old.
Yeah, a rehash
old,
of
old
of,
school of the, Odd Couple. Yeah.
Yeah, with Matthew Perry and John Lemon. From the Reno 911 fame and some other things.
Chad and I like both those guys.
Yeah. So it's not a bad show. It's a pretty funny show. And then I think it went into Supergirl, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. But so you're kind of like, it kind of maybe got lost, unless diehard fans, you know, were watching and stuff. So it had enough leverage to get another season, but you know, they, CBS moved it to the CW. So hopefully, it can, you know, be same quality and the acting and the story, and also they can now tie in possibly Flash again and
Green Arrow. I would like to see that happen. The it's funny because like when CBS kind of took on Supergirl, it almost seemed like there was a time period there where, you know, all the major networks try to do their own comic book themed show,
right?
And I don't think, you know, a lot of them did, just didn't seem to know how to handle them. You know, there's the NBC Constantine series, which I loved.
Yeah,
they canceled.
That was your show,
and it was getting each episode. It just kept, you know, the first episode, a little bit, you know, it was okay, you know, but it took a little bit of time for them to really get their footing. But you know, towards the end, oh man, it was getting so good. I mean, the Spectre was in it. Oh, you could just see they were building something that was going to be, you know, pretty good. And I was hoping that somebody would pick that up. But I mean, it still looks like there's some hope with Constantine showing up in Green Arrow last season.
Yeah.
You know, for one episode. Maybe they'll do something like that. Maybe, hopefully, somebody will pick up that show. Anybody who's listening,
Pick up Constantine. Yeah, you had NBC with Constantine. You had Fox with Lucifer.
Lucifer, exactly. Yeah, and they have Gotham also.
And Gotham.
Yeah, yeah. Which is strange too, because it just seems like they have, you know, taking different spectrums of comic book. You know, really taking different spins on some of the shows. I mean, Lucifer is definitely derived from the comic book Lucifer that's out there, but Gotham being kind of like really its own thing.
Yeah.
And I guess I've also heard rumors they're going to do a Krypton series, which is basically, you know, going to be about, you know, Krypton before it explodes. And basically it's going to be, I don't even think it's really necessarily going to involve Superman's father so much.
Okay.
I think for some reason, I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either. I'm not sure. I mean, they were able to do Smallville pretty well, you know.
Well, Smallville, you know, that's different because I don't know. Cause Smallville to me was different. Smallville was, you know, at least it was you can see the development of how he was getting his powers and how he was kind of learning.
And you still know ultimately, hey, that's going to be Superman.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because I guess if you think about a show about Krypton, they're probably not going to fly.
No one's going to fly. We maybe get to see General Zod. Maybe General Zod is noble, and then all of a sudden, as the politics, and maybe it's like Game of Thrones, but on Krypton, he's getting corrupt.
Yeah, maybe there's going to be something like that. Maybe. But, you know, I don't know. And then maybe that's one of the things that's selling it. Maybe that they figure, we're not going to have to spend any special effects on having people fly or laser eyes or heat vision or super breath, anything like that.
But the Kryptonians did have, like, technology. So
that's true, yeah, yeah.
So that's a lot of... So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I heard rumors about this, and I haven't really seen any footage or anything, so I don't know how far it's actually in production, or if it's been shelved, or if it's still actually going to continue on or not. But see, why would you make a Krypton show and not try to bring back Constantine? Come on.
they're trying to ride on the Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, Justice League. I can see that.
But you know, I just don't know. Maybe they'll show a young Supergirl's like, hey, we're gonna send you, or maybe that's the season finale, you know.
Yeah. Leading into Supergirl. Maybe. I guess they could do that, you know, I don't know.
I don't know how interested I would be.
yeah, I'm not sure either. Yeah, I don't know if it'll hold my interest either, but know, there you go. The so yeah, but the what else is coming up soon? We have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, the premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
with the Ghost Rider.
Yes.
Yeah. I gotta say, I really liked it. I think it's probably the strongest opening season premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. so far.
I do agree with you. They didn't take their dear old time to bring Ghost Rider out. They brought him out right away.
Yeah, and I was worried that it might be a slow burn. Yeah, pun totally intended there, slow burn. they take a while to bring that character in, or they drop a little hints and you wouldn't really see. But, you know, we got to see Ghost Rider, yep. right up front, you know.
And this is not the Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm not super familiar with this incarnation of Ghost Rider.
Not many people are, and I think that's what they were going with, as a fact, because everyone...
And it kind of works more for me, I think, in that sense, because I am a fan of, the Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider and stuff like that. But I'm kind of just... a fan of kind of the idea of Ghost Rider in general.
Okay.
So I'm kind of curious and interested in seeing what this incarnation of Ghost Rider has.
Right.
That's different than Johnny Blaze. So I'm kind of, that's kind of appealing to me on that level also, just because I want to see what happens.
Exactly.
You know?
And I think this is going to be a real test for the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they mostly deal with science.
Yeah, that's true too. This is a
new ball game for them.
Yeah, definitely another worldly thing. And I was kind of thinking this as I was watching the season premiere too. I wonder, you know, because we all know what movie comes out in November.
Yes.
Doctor Strange.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, they're really going to kind of, Marvel's really going towards this probably supernatural area in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that they've never really touched upon before. So I wonder if, you know, because we've seen in previous seasons of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where they've tied into movie events.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there will be some Doctor Strange tie-in, at least in some level.
I think if Marvel, knowing Marvel, they're probably going to keep that format because it has been successful for them in the past.
That is true. This is true. So right. I'm kind of excited to see how that plays out too, just how they do that, how they you know, wedge that connection in there. So that would be kind of interesting as well.
And then like what happened like last season to Agent Daisy and how she is feeling now, you know, you're dealing with the Ghost Rider, aka the Spirit of Vengeance, and what she had gone through last season, and basically, she's a rogue agent now, which I'm still trying to figure out. Maybe it's because of the feeling that she had when she was infected with the hive, and she can't find herself anymore. But it's kind of like, you should be okay. I mean,
yeah. And at this point, everyone
that you tried to kill basically forgave you.
Exactly. So you got some forgiveness there, and you know, Grant Ward's out of the picture.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's pretty much gone. Although, you know, her love interest was kind of, you know, gone also, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, so I can maybe see like maybe there's some of that maybe involved in it. I don't know. I'm kind of curious too. Just I like how in a way they've kind of thrown us in the middle of stuff that's going on.
Exactly.
And we don't really know what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, because definitely the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, we see familiar faces, but they're all doing slightly different things.
There's a new
boss.
That's coming into play. And I guess there's like a new direction that S.H.I.E.L.D.'s going to go. And because I think right now S.H.I.E.L.D. is still, to the public eye, disbanded.
Yeah, I think so. So they're more of like a secret spy organization.
Right.
You know, not as publicly known, I don't think,
I don't know. And like, the new episode is coming, you know, it is coming at this week. So I don't quite know. I think that may
bring in some surprises of what this new director, whoever this new director is, what they want to do with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of interesting, too. So there's kind of a mystery as far as that goes. What is S.H.I.E.L.D. going to become?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.? You know? Yeah. That'll be interesting to see what happens. And, yeah, so I think that's kind of, I really like that approach, too, that they kind of just dropped us in the middle and we don't know what's happening.
Yeah. I just got a question, though. My issue is, I'm still trying to figure out, Agent Coulson has been a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent for some time now. I mean, like a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they seem to still have trouble trying to catch Daisy. If you watch the first
episode, yeah.
And I'm just thinking to myself,
is he really trying?
Right.
You know, I don't know, because, you know, because
most of the agents, like Agent May and the others, they've been S.H.I.E.L.D. agents way longer than she has.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And it's kind of,
I mean,
like,
granted, I guess she has powers, but still, though, like, you know, to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, you have some pretty awesome tech behind you.
Right. They track the Hawk.
Yeah, exactly. So, come on, you know. So, that's a good point. But it almost seems like, though, too, like there might be some people trying to help her out.
That's
because
true.
There's that one. I'm trying to think of what her name is.
Yo-Yo.
Yeah. Kind of like gave her some intel so she could kind of, you know, so there looks like there's some of that going on, which makes it kind of interesting too, because you don't know whose alliances or people are on. So it's kind of interesting to see what they're going to do with that. I kind of like that. I don't know.
We have to stay tuned.
We do have to stay tuned and see what happens. I hope they bring back Deathlok too, though.
Yeah.
I want to see him back.
He shows up for, like, what, 3 episodes?
I know.
And then, oh, he's gone now.
And you know what?
He's a cyborg.
I know. Why don't they just make him, like, a permanent member? I don't get it.
I don't know.
It's not like that actor is really doing a lot of other things. I mean, at least not that I'm aware of. Maybe he is. Maybe he's doing other... Maybe he's writing. Maybe he's directing.
He could be.
I don't know. But, like, man, it would just add a lot more different types of characters to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And they would have an actual, you know, like, kind of a heavy hitter because...
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, Daisy, a.k.a. Quake, her code name is now, is fine with the whole earthquake thing, but your other heavy hitter is Agent May, a.k.a. the Cavalry.
Yeah.
And I love Agent May, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're about to face Ghost Rider and whatever Ghost Rider is bringing.
Exactly.
And you're going to need a heavy hitter.
Yeah. Or, you know, and it's, I'd like them to bring back Mockingbird, too.
Yeah.
Because I really liked her character. I thought she was pretty awesome. And I understand the intention, I think, of them, of Mockingbird and what was the other guy's name? That left.
Oh,
they left together. I'm trying to remember their name.
I can't remember their name.
But they were supposed to do a whole spin-off series.
Ah.
It was just going to be those two characters.
Okay.
And that's kind of like why they left, but that kind of got shelved. So, you know, now they're just kind of characters that are kind of in limbo right now. I would like to see them bring them back, because I thought, you know, the fact that they had, like, you know, especially like Mockingbird, to actually have like a character that is kind of prominent in the comic books, you know, it adds, you know, like a more of a superhero-ish type of feel to the show, you know. That's why I was excited to see Ghost Rider too, just because it's a little bit different, you know. I like that, and I like to see them bring back Lady Sif.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool as well.
Yeah, I think that was kind of cool when she showed up. But those are all... I think that was the closest thing that the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. have dealt with when it comes to mystical things, when they had to deal with the Enchantress and Lady Sif.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
But technically, I mean, that's like, you know, like Odin and stuff. This is like dark...
Dark magic.
You're dealing with different demon dimensions, and so it will be interesting how science versus mystic system.
Mysticism. There you go. Easy for you to say,
How that intertwines, because...
I agree, Sam. Let's see, what else is there that we were going to talk? A little bit of Ash versus Evil Dead that's coming.
That's coming up, yes. Yeah. The premiere is coming up here really soon. We're going to find out if Ash actually gets to go to, is it Jacksonville?
I think it was Jacksonville. It was in Florida, I know it, that. I think you're right, it was Jacksonville.
So
if he goes down there.
Apparently it doesn't really work out because he's back.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's got to be, you know, I want to see what ends up happening. I got to say, though, that whole series was just, you know... Man, why did it take that long for that series to be made? You know what I mean? Because, man, it was so good. Yeah. So good. So good.
A lot of blood.
A lot of blood. Bucket loads of blood.
Bucket loads of blood. I had to watch it without anyone else around in my house.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. It's,
So Lucy Lawless is going to be back. Yeah. You know, of course, Bruce Campbell's back. Yeah. So, we'll find out what Mr. Ash got and the crew have to do.
That's right.
With the Book of the Dead.
A little bit of cliffhanger there, too, huh? And then, what else we got? I can't believe we almost forgot this. Cage is also coming up.
So yeah.
I think it will be coming out in a few short days, I believe.
Okay.
So, we got... That's looking really good. I'm looking really forward to that. I've heard really good things about that as well.
Yeah.
So
just the preview alone was like, I'm watching that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. So that definitely looks promising as well.
So we'll give you guys some updates on Luke Cage when that comes out, and
without a doubt, synopsis. I'll probably end up having to binge watch that like I did the last few. Netflix series. I didn't get much sleep for a couple days. Had to see what happened. But yeah, I think other than that, I don't know if we have much else to really cover this week's podcast. So, I think that's a wrap.
Yep. You know, check out our website. And our Facebook.
Yeah, allofmyissues.com and All of My Issues on Facebook and keep on listening.
All right. Yeah. See you guys later.
All right. Thanks for listening.